As Bobby and his mother went back down the stairs, Bobby remembered the poster he had seen in the park, the missing corgi who would bring you a ball if you said, "Hurry up, Phil." He should tell Ted about the poster. He should tell Ted about everything. But if he did that and Ted left 149, who would stay with him next week? What would happen to Camp Broad Street? Two fellas eating Ted's famous beans and Frank's casserole for supper, maybe in front of the TV, which his mom rarely allowed, and then staying up as late as they wanted. Bobby made a promise to himself. He would tell Ted everything next Friday, after his mother was back from her conference or seminar or whatever it was. He would make a complete report, and Ted could do whatever he needed to do. He might even stick around. With this decision, Bobby's mind cleared amazingly, and when he saw an upside-down for sale card on the Total Grocery bulletin board 2 days later, it was for a washer-dryer set, he was able to put it out of his thoughts almost immediately. That was, nevertheless, an uneasy week for Bobby Garfield, very uneasy indeed. He saw two more lost pet posters, one downtown and one out on Asher Avenue, half a mile beyond the Asher Empire. The block he lived on was no longer enough. He found himself going farther and farther afield in his daily scouting trips. And Ted began to have those weird blank periods with greater frequency. They lasted longer when they came, too. Sometimes he spoke when he was in that distant state of mind, and not always in English. When he did speak in English, what he said did not always make sense. Most of the time, Bobby thought Ted was one of the sanest, smartest, neatest guys he'd ever met. When he went away, though, it was scary. At least his mom didn't know. Bobby didn't think she'd be too cool on the idea of leaving him with a guy who sometimes flipped out and started talking nonsense in English or gibberish in some other language. After one of these lapses, when Ted did nothing for almost a minute and a half but stare blankly off into space, making no response to Bobby's increasingly agitated questions, it occurred to Bobby that perhaps Ted wasn't in his own head at all, but in some other world, that he had left Earth, as surely as those people in Ring Around the Sun, who discovered they could follow the spirals on a child's top to just about anywhere.